USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The state of Texas has filed a lawsuit against four swing states in the 2020 election, saying the state's flawed election counting has led to disenfranchising Texas's electorals. President Trump weighs in Tuesday.
And hopefully the next administration will be the Trump administration, because you can't steal hundreds of thousands of votes. You can't have fraud and deception and then slightly win a swing state. Let's see if they have the courage, whether it's a justice of the Supreme Court or a number of justices of the Supreme Court.
Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin are listed as defendants because the Electorals Clause was violated, along with due process and equal protection. The states have until Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern, to respond to the United States Supreme Court. The Baltimore Ravens beat the Dallas Cowboys 34-17 on Tuesday Night Football. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
About a quarter of all federal death row inmates are on track to be executed. USA Radio News' Val Dior tells us more.
They've announced plans for five executions starting Thursday and concluding just days before January 20. If they go as planned, it'll make 13 executions since July, when the Republican administration resumed putting inmates to death after a 17-year hiatus. And President Trump could leave office having executed about a quarter of all federal death row prisoners. Attorney General William Barr defends the extension of executions into the post-election period, saying he'll likely schedule more before he departs the Justice Department. As far as those who oppose it, he says, quote, "I think the way to stop the death penalty is to repeal the death penalty. But if you ask juries to impose and juries impose it, then it should be carried out," end quote. Joe Biden, a Democrat, is a death penalty foe, and he'd work to end the death penalty if in office. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
There are 2,620 people on death row in the United States in early 2020. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Before the rare Tuesday night football game between the Dallas Cowboys and Baltimore Ravens, Ravens receiver Dez Bryant tested positive for the China virus and was not allowed to play. After the game, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson talks about the team's mentality and adjustments to Dez being out.
From coming off the losses, you know, and our guys just build up, you know, we're trying to make the playoffs, and it started here, so we just got to keep it going. But it was an all-around team effort. I feel all offenses played well tonight. We'll do a little bit what we did tonight without the little turnover, and, you know, finishing in the red zone, I feel we'll be pretty good. You know, like I said before, all phases played well tonight. We just got to keep doing that. We just got to win it for him. You know, I think it was yesterday after practice, after walkthrough, he told us we need to go out there and win for him. You know, we expected him to play, though. And when we found that out, it was like, man, we just got to do what we got to do. We in the hunt for the playoffs. We got to do what we got to do. And we did that tonight. I'm mad we couldn't have him because, you know, that's his former team. We wanted him to score tonight, but it's all good.
The Dallas Cowboys continue to struggle, losing the game to the Ravens 34-17. Video gamers have spoken with their wallets as Activision's World of Warcraft Shadowlands is now the fastest-selling PC video game in history. All told, the latest installment of the Sword and Sorcery series has racked up over 3.7 million in worldwide sales since its November 23rd release. World of Warcraft is a massively multiplayer online role-playing game, or MMORPG, that launched in 2004. Activision noted the new WoW title beat its own Diablo 3 game, which held a previous record at more than 3.5 million in sales. That began in 2012. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.